This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Episode. This podcast is now old enough to drink.
Finally.
21, baby! And we got the ID to prove it.
And it's funny because none of us drink.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, unless you got H2O.
Or Arnold Palmer.
Arnie Palmy!
I got cream soda.
Not for nothing. I have cream soda too.
I have orange cream soda. It's out in the kitchen. I don't feel like going to go get it, but I do have orange cream soda out there.
Yeah, I know you do. I saw the picture. But we had a lot of pretty interesting news this past week.
Yeah, what do you want?
Really crazy shit too.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, first off, I need to tell you guys something, right?
What we got?
So me and my wife were watching this show, right? Mm-hmm. Called Blown Away.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, and it is just so funny how, like, we had found out what a glory hole is, and it is a
the furnace,
the heating thing, and my wife and I were watching the show. Yo, did the fucking podcast just go live on the air? Hang on.
That'd be awesome.
Because I have RTMPs up.
Uh-oh.
Are we that stoned?
If it happens, it's in the... Oh, it's fucking Never Tell.
Oh.
It's just the timing is so funny because, like, we hit the record button, and when there is no live button on Riverside, it's... record and then just wonder if it works, but it's
a roll of the dice.
that was super funny, and it's like my wife and I were just like, what an interesting word to use in the world of glass blowing. And then the show was called blown away too, blown so it's away. Like,
oh no, have you not noticed a lot of innuendos getting tossed around on that fucking show?
Yeah, we just I think we have like one or two episodes left of the first season, but it's addicting. It's so good.
Yeah, no, we finished it. We finished that season.
They make some really interesting stuff.
There's a Christmas special too.
Yeah,
there is a Christmas special, and that one's actually pretty cool as well.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the glass blowing competition show.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I've seen that. Man. Yeah.
It's just fucking awesome.
Now yeah, it's really good.
We need a glass blowing competition, but for bongs and bowl makers.
Yes,
like, I want to see how those motherfuckers get crafted.
Yep.
Fuck your Christmas ornament.
And you have three experienced hosts right here. Experience is the key word.
Yeah, in quotes. Okay. In quotes.
Okay, no. Experience. Hi.
No certification at all. But
No certification at all. But we're experienced, all right.
Yeah,
but buying bowls and bongs for a long time.
That's true. So we were talking about some news. So I got some news for you. All right. Turtle Beach. You know, the company that makes the headphones and stuff like that. So they are buying PDP, which make the cheaper light up controls that you buy over at GameStop. So they're buying PDP for $118 million. Whew. And PDP just created the Fortnite Festival guitar. And can you imagine Turtle Beach now with this acquisition just being, they're gonna make a lot of money. You know, and Turtle Beach has the money to produce these guitars.
Yes, they do.
So
that's a hell of a market to fucking punch into.
Yeah.
So that's a great fucking purchase off Turtle Beach for one. And secondly, they're gonna see that revenue back with ease, especially with the fandom attached to fucking Fortnite.
The remotes are really good too. I've got two or three of them here in the house now. They're really good. They're durable as hell.
Adorable or durable?
Both.
Both.
Fair enough. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but Turtle Beach they've been in the controller market too. So, I mean, it's no secret that they want to do something like this. I mean, their audio has fallen off. I'm going to say, you know, they're not what they used to be. Because I remember being a Turtle Beach slut back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the company for headsets that everyone aimed for. And then
it was Turtle Beach and I think Skullcandy had a run, but their fucking headphones were literally just for like a novelty, not for nothing.
Yeah. They're just audio. They're not good for gaming.
Yeah, no. I owned a pair and they did not last at all. Like at all. There was no fucking way.
It's funny that we are on this subject because I'm currently using Skullcandy earbuds as we speak. So
I am using none.
That's because your shit's hooked up to a Bluetooth speaker. That's why.
That's it. The speaker's screaming. Yeah,
I got HyperX. I really like the sound with gaming for Corsair, HyperX really has like comfortability and durability.
Yeah.
Corsair is fucking amazing. It's honestly
Corsair's one of great.
Top shits. But yeah,
I mean, if we could have HyperX's comfortability with Corsair sound,
that's an OP fucking headset. Right
it's
there.
Over. Beautiful. What you got for news?
Well, actually, the Star Wars Jedi games, the director of those games has actually put together a new gaming studio. Which is going to be coming out with a AAA action adventure game using Unreal Engine 5.
Oh, so shit.
The new gaming studio is called Giant Skull. That's the name of the new studio. And I mean, this is the guy that brought us probably two of the most badass Star Wars games out right now, especially Jedi Survivor and. I don't remember the fucking First Order, I think. Jedi First Order.
Okay.
Well, those two games, great gameplay as far as, you know, the gameplay itself. The stories were well written. Everything about the games were fucking badass if you're a Star Wars fan.
The story was okay.
To see this guy and, like, you know, a whole new studio being developed, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing what, you know, this action-adventure game is going to be because, I mean... I like what they've done so far as a fan of the games. And being that they're using Engine 5, Unreal Engine 5, I'm really looking forward to how the visuals and the cinematics and lighting and shit look going into to the game. So I'm looking forward to it.
And it's such a shame because I wish your computer could handle UE5 because it's free. You know, you could legitimately download UE5 right now and start, you know, rendering things, and same thing with like things like Blender, you know, like my son.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like Desmond is so enthusiastic about learning how to use Blender to make textures and make things like that, and it's like really cool.
Blender's an awesome tool.
Next in the news, we have the Among Us animated series.
Oh, nice.
I know they dropped a good fucking cast on that.
Are you ready to hear this cast?
Yes.
Let's go.
Randall Park will be the red one. And if you don't know who Randall Park is, he is, he's Jim.
Yeah. He's other Jim.
Yeah.
He's Jim. He's other Jim. If you're an Office fan, you get the reference, but yeah, he's other Jim.
The next one is Ashley Johnson from The Last of Us.
Okay.
Okay.
She will be in this too, and she will be purple. And they actually have facts here. Reddit is a people pleaser and a blowhard. His task is leadership and confidence.
Pause.
Pause.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let's take a minute.
Red is a what?
What?
Please repeat that.
A blowhard.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure.
I thought I heard that wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it says blowhard. Yeah, and then it says.
Me and him are on the same.
Yeah, yeah. So it says fun fact, sure failed upwards. So Ashley Johnson will play purple, and her thing is safety, suspicion, and sarcasm, and her task is wet blanket. And fun fact, trust issues.
Okay.
Okay.
Purple now, is already my kind of character.
Yeah.
Now I know what the other casting is, and I need to know who is Frodo. Who's Frodo playing in this?
Yeah, hang on, he's the last one. We'll get to him, okay?
So that's the one that caught my attention.
The spineless corporate shill Orange will be played by Yvette Nicole Brown. Okay. Her task is eliminate redundantly. Yeah, and the fun fact for Orange is fires you over an email.
Oh my fuck! Well, you know, I just like these particular characteristics for each like color. That's pretty interesting.
And then the last one is Elijah Wood.
Frodo fucking Baggins.
He will be playing green.
Yeah, okay. My favorite fucking color.
Yeah, so he's playing an unpaid. Oh, it's actually interesting. So red is captain of the Skeld, purple is chief of security, orange is HR, and green is the unpaid intern, and that's who Elijah Wood is. And it says he's just happy to be here. His task is whatever they're told, and fun fact, gets paid in pizza.
He's paid in pizza.
He's the killer. He's the one. Always been on green, baby. He's the one.
So this is gonna be. So it's gonna be very cool.
What's the production company putting it out? Any news on that? The company
putting it out is CBS Studios.
Okay.
With Inner Sloth, you know, the video game studio working on it. They did release an image. The image looks like. You know, it looks like a screenshot of the game. There's really nothing different. But the show looks good. It looks funny. I'm ready for it.
Did they say anything about streaming platforms?
No.
Okay.
But if it's CBS, it's probably going to be Paramount.
It's probably going to be Paramount.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have no issue with.
No, not at all. I have Paramount, so I'm not really that worried about it.
Yeah, so you got anything else?
Among Us.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there is to say right now. Among Us.
Among Us.
We do have a topic of discussion that was rolled on the wheel last week.
Yes, we do.
It was the fall of E3. And we've got somebody with, you know, more knowledge on the subject, which is our resident producer / host Sanchez, who will, you know, dive deeper into this for us.
Can I say it before we start?
Sure. What's up?
It's an educational episode.
I mean, to an extent.
Actually, it's really not. It's more of a matter of perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, if you want to learn about E3 and where it came from, there's YouTube videos for that I'm not going to take away from.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not, you know, I'm not here to give you a history lesson. This isn't that podcast. I'm going to tell you about what we all witnessed. Okay. And
well, what y'all witnessed, what I missed. So this is new to me.
So do you know anything about E3? Do you know what it was?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I used to love watching E3 on G4. That was my shit. I watched E3 every year.
Every year. They showed some of the best games in the world. Pretty much every Fallout
of
the modern era was premiered at E3.
Yeah, a lot of premieres from E3.
Yeah.
In fact, that's where a lot of us got, you know, the news as to what was coming up.
When fucking what was that? Halo 3.
The Resident Evil games were big on fucking E3. I remember that promotional fucking shit that they put out for RE. That was
they put out a Halo trailer at an E3 too.
Yeah, they definitely promoted Bungie a lot of their like video games. Slash
it was the convention to go.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about it is that it was the only gaming convention that really anyone really knew about. You know, you had the underground ones, but they weren't as funded properly as as E3 was. And E3 was a spectacle waiting every summer. It kicked off the summer for games, you know. You would find out that we would get like at least 50 day one releases right then and there.
Yep.
You know, learn of future games that are about to come out within the next couple months, within the next couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Oh yeah.
You know, then they started showing, then you know, it became the Comic-Con of video games. Mm-hmm. You know,
like it was live action Wizard, bro. Like it was literally live action Wizard.
Literally. And Wizard magazine was so cool. That was literally a staple. That was a staple for us growing up because that had every information. It had Easter egg for comic books. It would tell you the best releases. They even had depending on the issue, it would even give you a free comic book too.
Yeah.
Wizard magazine was cool. I don't remember what happened to them, to be honest with you.
We're gonna have to delve into that.
Yeah,
I think that's a good topic.
I remember Wizard magazine.
Yeah. They used to get them every month, man. I didn't care.
I would see him at the shop. Like
what was great about Wizard? When you went to the back of the magazine, that it had the numbers and like the prices of certain comic books and shit. So you could see the value of your comic books that year, that month. Yeah,
that was really
fucking cool.
That was such a good time too. Because like we had that. There was like PlayStation magazine, Xbox magazine. I mean that was the height of Game Informer.
Yeah.
You know,
and especially I had a Game Informer subscription through GameStop.
I still have one. I still have one. Yeah. I don't receive the physical magazines, which is kind of bogus to me because I like my physical magazines. But anyways, E3, we all waited for it. And, you know, we had the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And they canceled it.
Yep.
And it was interesting because like before the pandemic happened, they had a major day of the leak, a bunch of people's data got leaked out and it was really bad. So the pandemic happened, and what did the companies do? Do you guys remember what some of these companies did?
Absolutely not.
No, because
E3 was canceled. So what? Microsoft, Sony. Actually, I don't think Sony did anything, but Ubisoft. You know, game developers were doing their own little presentations through YouTube.
Well, you mean like they went independent? Which makes sense. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Because they already had the boost as far as like just the beginning of E3. They already had the fucking eyes on them. So all they really needed was to continue, the hype. You know what I mean? They just needed to continue the drive, which was... Yeah, what they did. And then we got a lot of great fucking gaming studios out of it. Insomniac, fucking a lot of great fucking studios.
Yeah, and like during the pandemic, this was a big time for us. And I am going to say it, there was this time. So DD214 came, and actually in some ways, BRVG did too. You know, because we were home during that time in the pandemic. Yeah. And these are babies of the pandemic. And during the pandemic... I've seen pandemic too many times. Pandemic.
During the shit show.
It gave people opportunities, especially these developers and companies, to be like, well, we could do this way cheaper from our own basement in our own building without having to go to LA and spend all this money for hotel and all this stuff. Well, we could just use this room that's been sitting here as storage for the last 10 years and turn it into a film studio. Yeah. And that's what they did.
Yep.
You know? And it changed everything.
Oh, yeah. And it opened up a lot of doors because nowadays you see, like, on Steam alone, like, just Steam.
You didn't need E3 anymore. This
influx of fucking independent game companies that are, like, you know, one-man run companies. One guy that developed every fucking bit of the goddamn game and just put it out. Like, you get $2, $3, depending on whatever the fuck. But you see a lot of them, especially like on shit. And then on PlayStation, I've also noticed that as well. Just scrolling through the store, you see a lot of these strange fucking titles. And yeah, they're like these really hard ass, like indie companies that are just on the come up. So they give you those trials for free. You know, they give you the test drive. I mean, it's a good deal because that's how you really get to discover a lot of hidden gems. Because, Freshie, you were just talking about one, Sifu.
Yeah,
Sifu is an incredible fucking game, like gameplay-wise, incredible.
Yep.
And that's a small-time dev.
Yep.
So it's pretty sick.
Yeah, and it's interesting because all the E3, it was for the developers. It was for, you know, for us too, but it started getting stale right before the pandemic. There wasn't a lot of games that were coming out that people were happy with. Even us, you know, all there was Call of Duty. Geo was playing Call of Duty. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad.
Literally. There was he had no games to play that he was actually playing Call of Duty. And we had fun.
Yeah.
You know, we had fun. I think you even played a little bit of PUBG too, but that was a little too
edgy. Yes. I sinned a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
I put my toe in the pool.
Just yeah, a little bit, you know.
Not too much.
PUBG is like super advanced even for me. I'm not like
ridiculous. Like every you gotta fucking find underwear, diapers, like everything to survive. Like it's fucking ridiculous. I can't do that.
Yeah. And so, you know, what I really loved about this time too is that, you know, everything was spread out. It wasn't like, oh, it's not from June 3rd to June 6th, so you have to watch everything. You have to take a couple days off just to watch it, you know? No, they spread it out evenly, and it wasn't even live. Things stopped being live, you know? And I was okay with that. I was okay with quality edited content from these developers.
Yeah, because it didn't feel dragged. It didn't feel dragged at all. Like, once they started editing the footage, it just became more convenient. It brought the fucking the entire convention to households, you know what I mean? Yep. Which made it great. It was a great fucking move.
And people, but
yeah, I agree.
And developers,
it became stale.
Developers did not even have to leave their homes. Nope.
They just show up on a fucking screen via OBS.
Yep. Bethesda's still doing it. Look at their latest videos. Their fucking developers are on, like, when you look at some of their like Fallout development videos, they're sitting in their homes.
I feel like every time we say the name Bethesda, we need to like just praise like some kind of fucking Daedra. Like, it's
we beautiful. Love you, Vault Tech. We love you, Vault Tech.
Yeah, don't fuck with us right now. But you know, Bethesda, that is one of the fucking dev companies. Like, I swear.
Yep.
We are here for you, God Howard.
Yeah, please.
We are.
Please.
Absolutely.
Bring us more. And we cannot wait. Yo, guys, let me just remind you, we are just weeks away from Fallout.
I know.
We are just weeks away, boys.
Yeah. All right. Good transition. This is actually a really good transition because there really isn't anything else to say about E3. It just stopped. That's it. Yeah. Like, it's over.
It became boring. The pandemic fucked most of it up. And it was a bad thing that happened for a good cause because it opened up a lot of doors for a shitload of independent devs and for a lot of, you know, fucking basement devs to really shine.
Yep.
Which they did. But yeah, man, Fallout series coming out in a few weeks, guys. We are anticipating. I'm actually hoping that we could sit down and do like full on episodic reviews every episode.
I think I have an idea. I think we're just going to fucking Mystery Science Theater this shit.
Yo, I'm down.
I'm down.
It's going to be a binge fest. We need a lot of weed, a lot of munchies.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so... It's like, it's been so long that we started playing, getting it, like playing Fallout for years, and for others even longer. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're dude, have you seen the videos that they did for South by Southwest Festival?
Yes.
What they did down there?
Oh my God.
My God.
Dude. And I like that they're not giving us too much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're
giving us just enough where we could, you know, taste what's about to come.
It's baby food right now. That's what they're giving us. God, they're giving us baby food.
Yeah, man. I feel like a bird. I'm a baby bird. Just regurgitate all those teasers into me. Like, I don't care.
They had a guy there that was collecting teeth for caps.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw that. That shit was funny.
Dude.
I would have been like, take them all. I mean, it's so cool. I mean, I want to be in that level, because there was a lot of like the Fallout creators, like Oxhorn, Mrs. Fallout.
This one had a lot of controversial shit for a while, though.
Yeah,
a lot of controversial shit going down. Like, I followed that guy for a while because no bullshit. The guy had some really, really incredibly in-depth fucking videos that were eye-opening as far as like Fallout lore was concerned.
And storytelling as well.
Oh man, he was really good. But yeah, there's some shit there. But not my fucking business.
Narwhal was there too.
Narwhal was good.
So it's cool. I mean, I want to be at that level, man. Like, come on, Bethesda. Like, we love you so much. And you know, we put our time in, okay? Okay,
pull up the fucking screen. It's like almost 1,000 hours worth of fucking that shit.
Geo plays ESO too, like, you know.
Yeah, on a daily basis.
I have 700 hours on fucking on Xbox right now. Like, I don't fuck around, bro. Like,
so legit question: if today, like, let's say they've rebranded E3. Mm-hmm. And E3 were to come out like today, like this day and age, mm-hmm. same season, you know, summertime, all whole setup and everything. Like, what game devs do, like, now, like the game devs that we know now, like, because there's so fucking many, they're brand new, a lot of them are really fucking spiced. But what game devs now would you like to see, like, more original titles come out of?
Small ones.
Okay.
Like what?
Like the motherfuckers who made Taxi Sim, you know, because then they'll have more promotion to be able to get the funding to get the damn game right. It's super important.
Now, I don't think you expressed to us your experience with Taxi Sim. I know you were very hesitant with. I mean, not hesitant. I know that you were excited on playing Taxi Simulator, and you know, but. How was your experience with that game?
I played a little bit of it,
mm-hmm.
very little of it. But the problem it was very visually appealing. It looked really good. The textures were really nice.
Okay,
but there's no wheel support. You know, there was only 5 wheels that were available, and they were all older wheels that people don't really fucking use. You know, the majority there's a majority of people who use the wheel that I use, and that's the Thrustmaster T248.
Do not take that as an innuendo, folks, at all.
That's the name of the company, Thrustmaster.
Google it. It's a real thing.
And so the T248 is a very common wheel. So why don't you have it listed in your game? So it's interesting.
You guys can like put a forum together. There has to be a forum open about it.
There is. But Their thing now is we need to fix the ones that we have in there now. Like, you should have had at least 20 wheels, at least 10, you know, 10 wheels to start the game off. And then you had no wheel support on PlayStation.
Look at that. So, indie dev, the developers, those guys, you know, we're getting your shit. Listen, if you guys need test dummies, right? Like gaming testers that would really fucking break it down for you. You got 3 fucking lab rats right here willing to play your fucking game and tell you exactly what you need to fix, because I mean, things like that should definitely be addressed, like, you know, immediately.
And it's a shame, because it wasn't a bad game. You know? So what's interesting now is that there was there's another taxi simulator that was supposed to come out a couple months ago, but they can't find the publisher. And their game is done.
Oh.
You know, they both games were made on the UE5, but they're totally different taxi simulators. This other taxi simulator that can't find the publisher, they are the game is a little more funnier. It's a little more comical. You know that the guy's drinking beer in the commercial. There's a pregnant woman that you have to drive to the hospital. You know, so there's a sense of comedy. God. But they are taking notes and seeing the fall of this one taxi simulator. The game is getting a 6.5 out of 10.
All right. I mean, that's a good score. That's not a bad score, I mean, it's missing just that one component, just the whole wheel support. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
They need to fix some things, you know, like it's too sensitive, you know, with things like that. But man, they did such a good job with the way it looks. But here's the problem. And I'm not trying to make them look bad or nothing like this. But this happened before with their old game, Train Simulator. And you know what happened to that game?
No.
They abandoned it.
Oh.
So.
Well. Just to give praise to the abandonment gods, I believe it's that time, boys, for us to pause for that cause.
Awesome. Yes, so
because it's real life. And Freshy, I believe you have some information.
I do. So first things first, personal information. I got a new piece.
Wait, before you give out your social security number, let me get my pen and paper.
No, I'm not doing all that. You need to relax. Relax.
All right.
So I got a new piece.
Let's see.
I want to show it off.
Ooh. Look at that. It looks kind of like that dab rig that we saw in the fucking video that a jerk off almost fucked up.
I know, which is why I saw that. And I was just like,
God damn it. Son of a bitch. No, that is idiots. A very nice fucking piece.
I haven't named it yet. I don't know a name for it yet.
Okay, okay.
But, yes. And I love this thing. I love this thing. It's fucking
great. And I believe you also have our Strain of the Week as well.
I have Strain of the Week this week. So
let's go.
I was talking to a buddy of mine that I work with.
Mm.
And he had told me that he went to the dispensary that I normally go to. And they had this strain there. I'm being dead serious. I'm going to look directly into my camera when I tell you this. The name of the strain is called Cheetah Piss.
Yum.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Let me tell you. I've been smoking on this since last night. Yeah, because he gave it to me Friday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon. So since last night. When I first smoked it, I was couch locked. Done. Today,
Is it an indica?
I am not sure. I didn't do the research.
Shit. I mean, it's got you slumped up on a couch. I'm gonna go with indica.
So I was couch locked in my bed watching Raw for fucking 3 hours. No bullshit. Like, I've been watching old WWF Raws, like from the 90s and shit. So,
shit.
Wow. Yeah. So I was sitting there, couch locked, fucking in my bed, just done, wrap, over.
Good shit.
Today, I smoked some, and I actually felt euphoric. Like, I actually felt productive, like I needed to get stuff done. Me and my sister went out and we ran errands today. I went to Walmart, I got sheets for my bed and shit like that. So definitely a productive high today.
Right. So yesterday you probably smoked. I mean, you just got out of work and shit, so it's understandable. But yeah, the couch slump would definitely come in. But yeah, that sounds fucking good. That's good shit.
It's a great high.
Piss.
And it doesn't. And listen, when I tell you this man stunk my car up, I'm telling you this man gave me this bud, and I had it sitting in my car, and it stunk my car up. Like, that's this shit was dank.
Oh my god, Cheetah Piss. Well, what I'm smoking on is it's called Italian Ice. And it's a sativa. So cheers, boys.
Yeah, I actually, so we picked up a new vape today. It is from Select Essentials. It's from Air Dispensary. The flavor is OG Kush. It's got an 80% THC in it.
Beautiful. I love OG Kush.
Oh, look at the luminescence of that lightsaber.
That's good stuff.
Oh, that's what's up.
They do a really good job with this.
See, that's the shit. You can only get fucking this high quality shit from dispensaries. Yeah.
Dispensaries.
So, way to go. So before we end, I know we're coming right to the end, and we got to spin the wheel too. So with dispensaries, I just realized, man, that you could legitimately, some of them do deliveries.
Yes.
Zenleaf in Elizabeth does it.
Well, Zenleaf was the first dispensary to do that.
Yeah.
They were one of the first ones to do that.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's not supposed to. Yeah. Yeah. I do pick up too, because it helps you skip the line. But if there's something I do like, it's discounts.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's discounts.
Absolutely. Actually, Smoke City was holding down two for 40 on their batter, which was really fucking awesome. So shout out to Smoke City for holding it down.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. And man, you guys are going to be...
Going to be what? Transformers?
All right, so I got the wheel here, but it's got a bunch of old topics in here. Hang on.
Oh.
We've done Fallout. We did that. Quick, we did that.
Quick wheel update.
We did GTA, right?
Did we do GTA?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we even have the logo for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a good thing I got logos for most of those things. Speaking of logos, Cobalus Designs. If you need any logo
sponsor.
Work, any
branding, sponsor.
Let me know.
Tell them how long it goes.
Oh, no. The turnaround time is pretty much unbeatable. 24 hours. I can have a concept completely done for you. After that, with any, you know, changes or alterations, which is completely up to you, you know, it all depends on the turnaround time as well. But I do keep you updated consistently with constant screenshots to keep you on the loop of where the progress is going with your piece. So,
yeah.
Get with it.
That's right. All right. So we're going to do the wheel now.
Nice. Yep.
I hope you guys like the new setup we have with the square. It should be good. It's a small wheel, okay? And it's spinning, and it's spinning, and it's a small one, and wait, I forgot to take GTA out. Whoops.
And look what it landed on.
Damn.
There we go. All
right, you know now, what? We'll be right. Updating the list this week. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. We got the tall boys. We got mediums. We got short boys. Yeah, we got a lot of them.
We got zongs. We got fucking.
Got bubblers. There's so many to choose from.
We got.
So this is going to be an interesting in it.
Yeah, it's called.
We have to find the glass blowers that we could ask them questions about, like someone who knows how to make bombs. Yeah. I would really love to, because I know we got a wood guy, but now we need a glass guy.
Yeah.
And then we'll be ready for the apocalypse. Then we'll be ready. Absolutely. Then it would be good.
Every resource is covered.
Yep.
Yeah, so
awesome, man.
Until next time, motherfuckers. Yo, boys. Stay high.
Yeesh.